from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Lock
featuring
former Jim Jen of the Blackhawks band member Ricky Bird, plus Johnny B and the Rose Guard, Rhetoric, Burn Alive, Keep Coming Back, and more. It's the Rock and Roll Extravaganza of the New Year, the free Valentine's Weekend Concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, so they're not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to the Creating Cafe with your host, Barbara Joy, laughingly and lovingly known as the Shift Guru. Barbara is an author, motivational speaker, and life shift coach. She assists individuals like you to identify and shift limiting beliefs as they choose to create the life they deserve. Her show is focused on those perspectives that will assist you in creating the life you desire. She will be joined by fascinating guests who will share their own inspirational stories and will provide you with the tools and awarenesses to use to create a more dynamic life. Last but not least, Barbara will assist the angelic realm in sharing their insights with you. Enjoy the discussions as you learn how to apply these unique and empowering insights to your own life. Join Barbara at the Creating Cafe. Settle into a comfortable chair with your favorite cup of coffee or tea and a mind open to the possibilities of life. Consider the life you desire to create. Identify those areas in need of shifting and join Barbara as she provides insight and wisdom. You just might choose to shift a long-held perspective. Any shift of perspective shifts your beliefs and your life experience.
Welcome to the Creating Cafe. This is Barbara Joy, your host for this hour of possibilities, where we have the opportunity to hear from the angelic realm an amazing guest, and today it is Georgia Ann. She is delightful. And then I have the opportunity to take nuggets of gold from both of them, plus what the angelic realm has been bringing in this week for me, and share that on with you. So as always, find that comfortable place to be, that place where you feel most comfortable in opening your thinking, in becoming available to the possibilities. if it's a wonderful comfy chair, perhaps have a mug of tea or a cup of coffee or a cooling beverage, whatever it takes, so that you have the comfort to open your mind to the possibilities. And as we said last week, as was shared with the Angelic Realms, kind of driving this one a bit, they want to speak more about how we crafted what the decisions we made before we came in as physical beings. So with that in mind, let's move right on in and bring in the Angelic Realm. Thank you for letting us spend this brief amount of time with you and share our knowings, the knowings we have from our perspective. As we have said before, as the Angelic Realm, we are your guides, your teammates, your eagle view, as those of you, those souls of you who are in the physical, are working from what we know as the ant perspective. And we believe the eagle view on why you are who you are becoming is something worth spending another amount of time on. And here we are. And we talked last week, and we hope you have followed our conversation and spent some conscious moments, because we can assure you, you spend unconscious moments, in the considering of things we mentioned, like your body type, your brain, your family of origin, your location of birth, and the places you live now. The various attributes you notice about yourself, what you like and dislike, and what of that is different than siblings, parents, extended family. We hope you took the time to sit and consider. We hope you took the time to sit and wonder. Because it is in your considering and in your wondering that we have the opportunity, that you avail us the opportunity to best support you. And now let's expand these possibilities of what you concluded prior to your coming back for an iteration. And we spoke on an earlier show about agenda, your curriculum for this lifetime. And we tell you, as we told you last week, that all of your choices reflect your agenda to one point or another. Because at a soul level, all of your choices are intended to support you in optimizing your agenda. That is one way to look around you and identify what might be your agenda, or at least agenda elements. For example, those of you who are called to work on a farm or who came in to a farm family, whether you are still working or engaged in farming or not, may well have come in to have the earth and the grounding and the knowing of growing support you or be a part of your agenda. Either are good possibilities. For those of you who came in and lived in a high-rise, your family lived in a high-rise where space was limited, you may have as part of your agenda understanding space. You may have as part of your agenda understanding boundaries. So you can see from these two examples how you choose the place you're going to be on Earth to support you in accomplishing your agenda. And we also told you and shared with you a bit and want to expand upon it, your choice of friends, your choice of career, whether you were born on a farm, born into a high rise, those may have been simply grounding points and then you went on to move into a career. And we tell you that every one of you in your choices of career have an element of your agenda involved. And that element may be to help you understand what you don't want. That career may be to launch you to someplace else. Those of you listening who say, well, I'm doing what I'm doing because my parents told me to, or I followed their direction or their guidance or their path, may have a path that's in alignment. If it feels comfortable, if it feels uncomfortable, you may have a path that is opposite and in your physical beingness and doingness, you have decided to align to societal norms and follow their path because perhaps you had very dominating or domineering parents. Or perhaps you simply liked their path and thought it was worthwhile to follow. If you are uncomfortable, if you are unhappy, there's two dominant possibilities. There are many possibilities. There's two dominant ones. One is that you've completed that part of your agenda. It's time to move on. Second is that that was never a part of your agenda. And quite frankly, you're wasting an incredible experience time, your time on earth. Again, those are two of the dominant possibilities, not the only possibilities. For those of you who find yourself in your career saying, I don't really know how I got here. I'm not sure how that all happened. I'm not following anyone's path. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. And know that you are most likely in this arena followed guidance. Your own guidance. Our guidance. If you just suddenly go, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know how I got here. Trust it. Trust the process. Trust the leaps that occurred. And trust that more have the possibility of occurring if you allow them. And that is the big stumbling point. And that is the biggest degenerate within living your agenda is allowing. And we have spoken of allowing and we will speak more about allowing. Because it is when you understand the miracles of life. It's when those of you who sit there and say, I don't know how this happened, honor that it happened because you allowed it to happen. Honor that miracles are about allowing. Then you will move so much further in your agenda, in your curriculum. And we say you will move further because an agenda or a curriculum is not a stagnant path. An agenda or a curriculum begins with a set number of experiences, learnings, intentions, whatever term you choose. We like experiences. And once you have accomplished those experiences, you have two choices. You as a soul have two choices. One choice is to evolve back to soul self, to leave the earth plane, if you will, to opt out, as some folks say, or to cross over, crossing back over into soul space. The other, and there are many of you taking this option now. The other is to engage in what we call the secondary agendas for a lifetime. If you have completed the primary agenda, there are secondary agendas. And for those of you who have chosen to move into the secondary agendas, know that they often are very different than the primary agendas. You will hear from a lady today, the guest today, and understand that the story she tells is moving from a primary agenda into a secondary agenda, for she completed the primary agenda beautifully. And so when you see people around you, or if you're one of those individuals who say, but I define myself as X, and suddenly I find myself becoming Y, it's because you completed a primary and you're moving to a secondary. It's because at a soul level, you chose to stay on the earth plane and move on through it. At a soul level, you graduated from the primary agenda. You did everything possible, and you're moving on to the secondary agenda. And some of you choose to move on to a third agenda. And that's exciting. It's exciting for us all. Because when you move on to a third agenda, it is a learning for your entire soul team. It is an expansion beyond anything possible. And these moving on to third, potentially fourth agendas, is one part of what this time of transition is about. So if you find yourself unhappy, if you find yourself feeling like the walls are closing in, open your mind to the possibilities of a second or possibly even a third agenda. For many of you are on track to accomplish that. And these agendas give you the opportunity to recreate yourself in the physical. They give you an opportunity to expand your awareness, your evolution as a soul. These are amazing times in the history of your soul. So take to heart all that we have shared. Know that you are a soul with an amazing agenda. Know that you have chosen well your body, your mind, your location, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your choices. You have chosen well. Whether those choices are chosen to know what to push back off of to move forward, or what to assist in drawing you forward, they were good choices. Consider this, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Thank you from the angelic realm. Oh my, second and third agendas. I'd not heard about that before. I love when they come in and share new information. And we're about to take a commercial break, and before we do, let me introduce more fully my next guest. My next guest is a lovely lady known as Georgianne. She is clearly, from what we just heard, on her second or third agenda. She is an absolutely inspirational lady who brings such divine information to the world. I'm so honored to be sharing this interview with Georgianne. Stay tuned.
If you're a man looking for addiction treatment, consider Destination Hope. Located in Fort Lauderdale, Destination Hope is a residential-style treatment center with a unique understanding of the issues facing men in recovery. Destination Hope treats the whole person physically and psychologically with customized rehab programs tailored to your needs. The solution-based treatment philosophy includes relapse prevention models and cognitive behavioral therapy with a combination of group, family, and individual substance abuse therapies. You'll find a comfortable, uncomplicated environment, and Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at www.destinationhope.net.
Totally Green Carbon Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And welcome back, listener. And as I shared with you, I have a very special guest today, Georgianne. Welcome, Georgianne.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I'm happy to be here.
I am so pleased to have you here. You could so easily be doing this radio show because your passion, as I understand it, listening to you and just feeling your vibration of joy, is assisting people in creating, moving outside their norms. How did you find this path? How do you move along this path? How do you assist others? Oh, my gosh, so many questions.
God, it's such a long story that I'm going to try to condense it for you because it's a whole
life.
It's a lifetime of experiences that I've had. My mother, who crossed over, gosh, when I was 17, so that's almost 30 years ago, and she has always accused me in childhood of being too brave. She says, you're too brave. You shouldn't try so. But I can't help it. I have to be brave because I want to know what's on the other side. I've always wanted to know. And a lot of situations that intrigue me, that I find interesting, I always want to know more. I don't settle for someone's answer if I still have questions. So I've always wanted to know more. I've always wanted to develop. I've always wanted to grow because life's too short to not grow. So I developed a motto of my own that if you want something different, you have to do something different. So we have to be willing to explore the different.
And how do you assist yourself, others, whomever, in moving outside their comfort zone and exploring different?
Well, I think for myself, I believe that I like to talk to people in a very comfortable, easy tone. You know, when I don't understand something, for example, if I'm going to a computer store and if they're talking over my head, which computer stuff, okay, let's face it, I don't understand at all. But I will look at them and I say, okay, I really want you to envision me as a 3-year-old, and I want you to talk to me like a child, and I really need you to help me understand this because I really am a child with this. I mean, as far as computer and technology, it grows exponentially. I mean, it grows at a rate that goes far beyond our realization unless we're in it all the time. We have to be conscious of what's happening in the computer world. So I have not embarrassed at all to say, okay, let's go back to three-year-old. I'm three. Tell me why you're saying this. So I have no problem, and I try. It's not an insult to anyone's intelligence when I try to get very detailed with the growth process or how I've gone through a growth process. I try to help people understand it, and I don't want them to feel embarrassed about not understanding it. So I like to cut it down to the core and help them understand everything I'm explaining in the development process. And it works.
And it works. That's the powerful part right there. What is your perception of why we, and I'll put myself in this basket, why we don't open our minds, why we don't easily move outside and try different?
Well, because we're not, if we've already gotten in a position that we know and understand and it's very normal to us, to do something different is scary. I mean, there's a lot of fear based in something we don't know. It's like we can stay in the place where we are because we know it, but to do something else, we have no idea what the outcome will be. So that's the fear. It's like, why shouldn't I stay right here when I already know what to expect instead of trying to go over here when it could be worse than I thought, but it could also be better. I mean, I think if people would at least put their toe in the water, make it a very comfortable transition, they might be really excited and happy about it. And I find that in my consulting work, I'll find methods to make a change that doesn't require them feeling too uncomfortable. It's like, well, let's try this, and if it feels uncomfortable, we'll take a step back and let's talk about why it's uncomfortable, and maybe we can find another way to move forward. And it usually works. That's what I'm a top-rated consultant on a live advice site since 2001. So this is one of the ways that I have been able to explain and help people to move beyond that barrier.
I find that having people move beyond their barriers is, for me personally, is one of my toughest things to do, and a lot of my clients. Let me get a little personal here and just ask a question. What has been the biggest shift you've been able to make, and how did it feel initially? How did you do it, and how is it now?
Oh, my gosh. I made a lot of shifts, Barbara.
Yes.
There has been nothing but shifts. To have to detail which one is a more important shift, it could have been, I worked for an airline from 1986 to the beginning of 1994. boy, I'm thinking back, I'm reminiscing. I decided to leave the airline, and I'm going to explain how that happened. There was a time toward the end of the road, every time I went to the keypad, we had a keypad that we had to punch our numbers in. So I would punch our number in, and I would try to enter the door. But as soon as the buzzer went off and I would reach for the handle, I would feel my stomach drop. Now, I'd been there, over eight years? It never happened before, and there wasn't a situation where I felt uncomfortable. I excelled in that position. I was assistant supervisor at times to helping people. So there was nothing that I feared, but I don't know why my stomach was dropping. So it would happen every day I'm really guessing how long it was. I really didn't pay that much attention to how long it happened, but it was over a month where it's like, oh, my God, I'm going back. And once I entered the building, it would go away. It was just reaching for the handle that I would feel my stomach drop. And it wasn't long after that I was approached by a psychic advisor who does radio work, actually. top 20 radio shows all over the United States, and I was one of her clients. And when she was in town, I would go visit her. I loved having readings with her. She was incredible. She really blew me away. And I decided that I was going to see her on her next visit, and her next visit was actually that November. I went to see her, and it turned out that the girl that was training to be her assistant was not very happy in that position. She didn't like the traveling, so she wanted to go home. And this radio psychic asked me if I would take her place just for the week. And I said, well, sure, that's ironically, here's where the synchronicity starts. I was scheduled off that entire week already. It's not when you know for 6 months ahead when your days off are. I was already scheduled on vacation that week. And that's the first synchronicity. And I thought, oh, my God, this is great. I'll work for you for a week. God knows what I'll learn. To me, I thought that would be an adventure. So it was an adventure, and I loved doing it. And then she asked me if I would take the position permanently. And I wasn't expecting that. It's like, okay, my vacation is a week. It's not a life. The lifetime isn't over. I can manage this week, but then I had to. That was a hard transition because of past experiences where my mother crossed over, and there's a story behind that as well. I was intrigued. I was curious. I wanted to know more, and that's why I was seeing a psychic periodically when I found her. And I thought, oh, my God, I was curious about this. I can learn a lot in a week, and God knows what I can learn, you know, working from this point forward. So I decided, I asked her some questions, and I decided to jump in. I was going to leave behind a job at an airline that, at the time, don't look at the airlines today, but look at the airlines back in the day where the pay was very good. The benefits were incredible. We had practically free health care, free flying privileges. I was giving up a lot for this position. But if I didn't take it, I felt like I had a lifetime of regretting it. So I took the position, and it was emotional. I cried a little because I didn't plan it. It's not like I wanted to leave my job. But that's where my stomach dropping made me feel like, oh, my God, I guess the universe was preparing me for this because I wasn't unhappy. But it's hard to explain the feeling. But that all happened in a week's time. So that would probably be the most difficult transition I made.
And how has it worked out for you?
There wasn't a lot of sleep to be had. That was a tough one because when you're on the road, you're going from East Coast to West Coast. You'd be in San Francisco one day, you'd be in New York City the next day. There was a lot of planning. There was very little sleep. The morning shows, you have to be on a morning show when you're doing radio. That's the morning drive, and that's when everybody is really listening. They're listening on their drive to work. And then when you got back, you had to take the phone off the hook before we ever left because we had to have phone lines installed in the room. So because she would blow out the boards. So we had to get our own phones put in the room, and we would have the phone off the hook before we left. As soon as we got back, the minute the phone went on the hook, the phone calls started and never stopped. It was exhausting, but I learned a lot. I really did. It was a lifetime. I've learned a lifetime of information in a matter of months.
And how have you used that information? How has it allowed you or assisted you, is a better word, how has it assisted you in being who you are now?
Oh, I'm true to myself. I am absolutely true to myself. You can't buy that.
No, you can't.
You know, the hard part about it is when you look at the person I was working with, at the time, this was back in 1994, it wasn't readily accepted by a lot of people. And even today, I mean, even though it's much better because mainstream television has embraced it, much better since then, it's still very you're very cautioned about talking about it in public because let me throw you a curveball. My father is a Greek Orthodox priest. So let's get religious.
Oh, my.
So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I let everyone else said, you know, this I have to be true to myself, and I can't ignore the things that I know. I can't pretend like these things didn't happen to me, and people are going to have to understand that. My integrity and my truth shines through, I like to hope. But that made the whole dynamic even harder because then you get judged. And today, I care less and less and less about anyone else's judgment. What changed it for me too, Barbara, is Eckhart Tolle, and it was all about something in his book about labeling and how I really never wanted to be labeled either. And that's something I took to heart because then I don't have to put a name or attach anything to myself. I can just be. And I just don't label that. You find your truth. It's a journey. The truth is a journey, and, you know, you just hope to keep living up to it.
Well said. That is so awesome. And I think so many times, and thank you, Georgianne, for sharing that beautiful story. I know I kind of probably railroaded you into it a bit, and yet at the same time, I believe we all it's so much easier for people to appreciate who we've become when they understand the journey.
Well, absolutely. And let me give you a part of the outcome of where it may have been a struggle even when I left that position. But I would like the listeners to understand that I started my own business as a result of all that experience of being in the radio world. I took that experience and I created my own company in 1996, Curico Management, and it has been going strong ever since. And I want you to know that I make more money in Curico than I did at the airline. So I haven't lost anything. I haven't shorted myself of anything. The universe provides when you're true to yourself.
Yes, it does. And sometimes it provides in some interesting ways.
Yeah.
And it always provides.
It does.
We have come to the end of this wonderful conversation, Georgianne. Would you share with the listeners how they can connect with you, perhaps your website, whatever you'd like to share?
Oh, that is so kind of you, Barbara. I'm very happy to do that. My radio show, which I've had my radio show since 2007, and I highlight individuals who are fascinating and who will help people break through those limiting beliefs and who will help find that truth. And that show airs every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and they can find it on my website. One of my websites, I should say, is georgianne.com, and that's GeorgianneAnn.com. And I joke with people, it's like the state of Georgia with two N's on the end of it. Georgianne.com. Easy to remember that way. I do give consultations on the business level for people who are wanting to transition over, and that would be on my business website, and that is Curico.com, and that is KIRICO.com. And I am happy to help anyone in any way to find your truth and to find your passion and enjoy your life.
I am so pleased to have made your acquaintance, to know you a bit, to understand everything you are bringing to the world. I can't thank you enough for being who you are and being such an incredible role model. Thank you so much.
Oh, Barbara, I'm blessed to know you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and then be right back to discuss some of the amazing tidbits that Georgianne shared with us. Stay tuned.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
One, two.
Want to improve your quality of life? Well, if you do, come to our groundbreaking evidence-based conference at the Doble Hotel in Miami Beach on March 9th to the 11th. The presenters will be internationally recognized scientists and researchers. The participants will be able to experience these holistic approaches at no charge. Most of these treatments are reimbursed by insurance. Topics: addiction, pain management, depression, and anxiety. For more information, go to holisticconferenceinfo.com. That's holisticconferenceinfo.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for staying with us as we bring this amazing final section of the Creating Cafe to life. I'd like to talk a little more about who Georgianne is. I've had the opportunity to be a guest on her show, and I was so excited about what she brings to life and about her story that I thought she was just the dynamic person to be as a guest when the angelic realm wants to talk about creating and moving on in life. And the story she shared with you, the information she shared about leaving the airline industry and then moving into and for a short period of time assisting the psychic, and then with that launching off into her own. And because I hadn't heard before about second and third agendas or additions to agendas or however the term was used, I wouldn't have known how to kind of position what Georgianne has done and the incredible role model she is for us. She does have this incredible radio show breaking through, and I absolutely encourage you to listen to her. She brings to light the most amazing pieces of information and pieces things together to assist us in understand truly how to shift our limiting beliefs. And for someone who's role it is in life to assist others in doing that, I honor Georgianne for her also role in doing that and for her the dynamic expression of self and expression of possibilities she brings to the plate. I think if she's willing, we can expect that Georgianne might just be seen again as a visitor, as a guest on the Creating Cafe. And let's talk a little bit about what she did bring, some of the nuggets of gold she left along the path that integrate so well with what the angelic realm talked about. Physical reaction, that time when she took her hand out to reach the doorknob and felt in the pit of her stomach. How many of us have had that physical reaction that because we want to stay in the norm, because we want to stay with what we know, we haven't followed the guidance? And if you read any of the Jerry and Esther Hicks, any of the Abraham materials, and I honor them so frequently, you will know that Abraham shares with us that it is our emotional knowing that is the first way we're able to understand what works and doesn't work for us as individual souls. And so when you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, whether it's dread or excitement, and a dear friend of mine who has passed over shared with me one time that the two are very closely linked. It's how we want to define it. And so when it's dread, we know it. It's a sinking feeling. When it's excitement or fear, and that was kind of the juxtaposition he was asking me to look at, it's kind of it's exciting, it's edgy. And when we're in fear and it's edgy, to look around and see if it's our fear or if it's real fear, as my friend used to call it. I personally have this situation with heights, and so I actually became acquainted with this gentleman who became my friend, he and his wife, when I took up tactical mountain climbing to overcome my fear of heights. Yes, I do some bizarre things. And we talked about this fear, and it wasn't in the pit of my stomach. It was edginess. And he said to me, transmute edgy as from fear to excitement. And he wouldn't have put it in these terms, but I will now add the terms of it's the excitement of moving into the unknown. It's the excitement of following our soul self. And as Georgianne shared with us, we often, and I again put myself right in that bucket, try to stay in the norm. And sometimes it makes us sick at heart. Those are words we'll hear ourselves say. Sometimes it just makes us sick. It just makes us feel icky. But we stay there because the known is something we know. And I'll flip now to a quote from Einstein, and I'm sure I'm not going to quote it perfectly, but that craziness is doing the same and expecting different results. And how often do we say we want something different in our lives? We intend something different, but we aren't willing to do different. We aren't willing to live different. We aren't willing to define ourselves differently. And so, again, as Einstein says, our own insanity, our craziness, is thinking we can create different and still do the same. Thinking we can create a new world and still live in the old world. It's our desire to have it all be created and perfect so we know it before we step into it. And what our souls, what the angelic realm says so clearly and what our souls are telling us so clearly is take that leap of faith. Trust that the net is there. Should, on the outside possibility, should we take a tumble? And to trust it, to take the leap of faith and be all we can be. And I love it. Oh, my gosh, I love it when Georgianne talked about one of her learnings of that incredible leap of faith she took was to be true to herself, to trust herself. And then she told us of her family of origin. And again, I'm going to blend together what the angelic team has told us and what Georgianne's specific earthbound experience is. And so she took this leap of faith. She who has been someone who has been curious all her life took this leap of faith and then was judged by a parental figure. And so she brought in that individual, that soul, as a parent, for example. I don't know if this is true or not. This is a possibility that I play with. So that she could then learn about judgment. And I love her statement about, I hate putting labels on things. Labels create boxes. Boxes create stagnation for the soul. And that's my added 2 cents. And as I was listening to her about labels, I thought, how often do I label people? How often do I put them in boxes? And I think for me, one of my possibilities for today is to, if I need to label as someone in shift, someone in growth, someone in change, and to stop there with the labels. And I suppose during a negative moment or a down moment or a less than optimistic moment, and yes, I do have them, I know that will surprise some of you, is to label someone as growing very slowly, not as stuck. Because stuck infers stagnation, and stagnation's icky. It's icky for the soul, and yes, that is a technical term. Because if we're stuck, we're never going to break through our limiting beliefs, our limiting barriers. So let's, for those of you who don't, who feel stuck, relabel yourself as evolving at a slow pace. For those of you who don't feel stuck and who feel like you're out there winging it, label yourself as someone possibly who's between agendas, who's in high evolution, or who's just flat out intended to wing it and be an incredible example to us all of winging it. And how many of us have changed agendas? How many of us are in new arenas of our life? And when the team was talking about that, the angelic realm was talking about that, I reflected quickly upon a conversation I had, and I'd never put this together, a conversation I had, oh my gosh, 6-7 years ago with a gentleman. And I went in to have a session with him. He's someone who assists individuals in raising frequency. And I'd been reading about it, and then I heard the gentleman lived here in the Denver area. I thought, wow, let me go check this out, because I, too, love new and to explore and to consider the possibilities. No wonder, eh? And I met with him, and he looked at me, and this was the first time I'd met with him, and his first comment to me, after he looked at me with this kind of shocked look, was, boy, I'm glad you're here. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I've gotten an appointment, I thought. So I said, well, of course I'm here. Why are you saying that? And he said, no. He said, I just got it. You had the option to leave, and you stayed. And that's why you're here, because it's time to raise your frequency. And what he didn't say was shift your self-definition. And it's been interesting as I heard the angelic realm as they were talking about it and bringing it in. I sat there and went, and you know what? And it took me a while. I'm not the fastest study on the planet. You know what? That I realized I have shifted self-definition. Because that was a time when I defined myself as a corporate executive. And now I define myself as the shift guru. What a change that is. And we do make those decisions. We do opt in or opt out at a soul level. And that is all the difference in how we choose to evolve. And no right or wrongs, choices. And with the great transition in play, as my team likes to call it, with the great transition in play, it sounds like there may be many of us moving to Agenda 2 or Agenda 3, or, you know, as I even said, with a bit of surprise in their voice, Agenda 4, which I kind of wonder that they ever get surprised. So I invite you, I guess I might even implore you, to take in this session of the Creating Cafe and the last one, to consider your own agenda, that which you created as a soul in soul space, working with the divine, the all, and the angelic realm, and to consider just how well you are accomplishing this dynamic agenda that you brought in. To consider it, to play with it, and to let it all be perfect. And so with those thoughts, those considerations, I'm going to bring this time together to an end. I'm going to ask you to join me during the week at The Shift Guru, www.theshiftguru.com. I'm going to ask you to sign up, be a member of my family, if you will. You will, as I've said before, receive one email a month, a short, fun, graphically inspired e-newsletter. I have a wonderful friend who has all these graphics, and he shares, he plays in on it. And then I'm going to ask you to share this with your friends, those people who are in transition from one self-definition of self to the next, those people who are just beginning to awaken to these possibilities that we explore. Join me in bringing this to the world. I ask that because now they're bringing it in to ask. Interesting. Thank you so much for being with me today, last week, and next week. I look forward to connecting. I look forward to sharing. And boy, the angelic realm sure looks forward to the opportunity to come into the physical, and so here we are. Have an incredible week. Notice your limitations. Release the shoulds from your life and shift those limiting perspectives and beliefs. This is Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru. See you next week.
If this show has opened some possibilities you would like to explore, visit Joy at her website, www.theshiftguru.com. That's theshiftguru.com. Consider the tools available to you through her books, speaking topics, and offerings as a guide. Also, sign up for her short monthly newsletter and receive free ebooks dealing with angelic topics. Joy has assisted individuals just like you to create the lives they desire, one shift at a time. Call Joy at 303-880-5950 or complete the contact form on her website to set an appointment now. Begin shifting your life experience. None of the beliefs being discussed on this show or in Joy's offerings deal with faith-based beliefs. Joy supports all.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Medicare recipient, you've recently received a letter from the government that benefits have changed on your Medicare as of January 1st. These changes are especially significant for those who are being treated for diabetes. If you wish to continue reliable and convenient delivery of your diabetic supplies, you need to call ProMedical East and speak with one of their specialists that will have answers to your questions and solutions to your problems. ProMedical East is a local medical supply company that delivers diabetic supplies and other medical supplies directly to your door in a timely manner. ProMedical East accepts not only Medicare, but Blue Cross, Humana, Aetna, and many other private insurance plans as well. If you have a high deductible or you haven't met your deductible, ProMedical East will work with you to give you the options you need. Call today, 888-200-2797. That's 888-200-2797. ProMedical East. Tell them Steve sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use, like the Jill Dane Show, Sundays at 3 p.m., only on WNN. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 26, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,334.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,368.94, $684.47 for a half ounce, and $342.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,368.94, $684.47, and $342.24.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. And confusion. In today's financial markets, that's the story everywhere you turn, until you turn to Michael Stern of Stern Investments. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 866-361-8695. That's 866-361-8695. Or go online to sterninvestments.com. With more than 20 years' experience in the financial industry, Michael can help you to navigate these uncertain times. He has the strategies, the products, and the answers that can not only help you to weather the storm, but achieve above-average returns even in a down market. The big question is, what should you be doing with your money right now? No one knows where the market is heading, and you can't afford to take chances. If you're thinking about securing your financial future, solidifying your retirement plan, or just getting a fresh perspective, turn to the professional, Michael Stern of Stern Investments. Call toll-free, 866-361-8695. That's 866-361-8695. Or go online to sterninvestments.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is Stern on the Street with your host, Senior Financial Advisor Michael Stern, brought to you by Stern Investments. This program is your inside track to cutting-edge strategies that will help you to navigate today's uncertain financial climate. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call toll-free at 866-361-8695. That's 866-361-8695. Or go online to sterninvestments.com. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Michael Stern.
And you are listening to Michael Stern coming to you from Newbridge Securities. Not so sunny right now. And I guess after Boca Raton, as always, I'll start off with a bit of a mission statement. And this show and all my shows were born out of the tumultuous markets of the late 90s going into the post-9/11 era. It is my intention to bring my listeners what I believe to be quality, undervalued, and misunderstood situations that evolve from this volatility. And I do that by buying to educate and inform you, the investor, to effectively work towards your goals. Now, that's assuming you have goals. And if you don't, you don't have an investment plan, some kind of, you know, together an asset allocation and a plan to get to where you're going, how do you really expect to get there? Now, I am very heavily weighted in higher-yielding bonds, higher-yielding bonds that are in all facets of the market, of the economy. Meaning, yes, the first calls I get is from the clients, well, aren't bonds going to go down if interest rates start to go up? But the bonds I'm buying don't go out more than 4, 5, or 6 years. In which case, if in fact they really, and they're paying significantly higher amounts than, let's say, the 10-year Treasury, which is at 3.4 right now, if in fact interest rates are going up, it means these companies are doing more business. And when we buy a DEX 1 bond at 73.5 cents on the dollar, or a Borden chemical at 90 cents on the dollar, and the economy is getting better, good enough for them to actually raise interest rates, these bonds are going to go higher as well. So for those of you who bought, say, the first data, which I started with on this radio show, September 30th of 2010, clients paid anywhere from 93.5 to 94.5. And I have an order out right now to sell 100 of them at 90. I just want to test the waters. They're actually trading 89.5 to about 91. And they have an 11% coupon. And this is how we make money here. We try to trade through the bonds, but at the worst scenario, I hold them to maturity. And anybody who's been doing business with me knows last year we made anywhere from 10 to 15% in capital gains, and we had a current yield, because the average account that I do has a current yield of anywhere from 8 to 10%. And since, for instance, the first datas are 3/31 of 16. So if they went nowhere, meaning they're still at 75, 78, 80, I would just continue to hold and enjoy a tremendous dividend. A company does $10 billion a year in sales. I do go through whatever I can. It's owned by Colbert, Kravitz, and Roberts. They are expecting to do an IPO this year, in which case they will raise a significant amount of money, pay down a significant amount of debt. So these are the kind of things I look for. And it got to the point, and I've been in this business now, I guess, about 17 years, and I really enjoy trading stocks. And as we got into 2000, 2001, 2002, the only one consistently making money in the stock market was me. And it was unless we were positioning and letting it go. I'm talking about now day traders and significant trading, doing a lot of trades and trying to grab a few points here and there. And, you know, I would, and unfortunately, clients are their own worst enemies as well. I had one client that we did 50 trades one year. We made $100,000 on 48 of those trades. One of the trades, he lost $35,000. And that's because he wouldn't allow me to stop him out down a point or two. And then one stock went from 30 to about 12. And we had a couple thousand shares. And again, people, you know, are become their own worst enemies in this case. So, you know, again, it's not easy. There's actually a guy named Druckerman that was a hedge fund. He ran a hedge fund for 30 years very successfully. Closed his hedge fund this month because it's too difficult to navigate. Now, again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be in stocks. talking about trying to really be aggressively making capital gains every trade you do. I position stocks. We positioned the GGN, the Gabelli Gold. Now I'm going to be selling probably 35 or 40% of my holdings in the that particular one because they have a new fund coming out. And it's a similar structure to the old fund. It's going to be 25.